It is feeling like springtime across eastern New York and western New England. That mild air has made it all the way into the North Country and even north of the United States and Canadian border. So Montreal is also experiencing a day that is mild for this time of year. Temperatures are basically in May territory this afternoon. That's based on the daily normal temperatures. So the weather is basically about 2 months ahead of schedule today. And things are looking absolutely fine weather-wise as we head through the late day hours into the evening. And of course, with the time change over the weekend, that sunset time is close to 7 o'clock now, so there is some time to get outside and enjoy a mild late day and early evening. Overall, the weather picture is looking mainly quiet over the next few days. There is the chance for some rain tomorrow, so have your umbrella with you. It's not going to be a giant problem, and certainly not a big storm, but there are going to be a few raindrops around. And then after that, the showers will exit, and we'll see a cooling trend for Wednesday and Thursday, but there's really no big stormy weather in sight as we go through the next few days. So as we head into this night, we'll start to see the clouds come in, and temperatures are going to be mild for this time of year. Overnight lows will be largely between 40 and 45 degrees. So it's not going to be cold as you step outside tomorrow morning. Highs tomorrow will be largely in the 50s, so it's not going to be quite as warm as today, but still a day that will be above average for this time of year. Again, it is going to be a day with a chance for some rain, so I guess you can kind of assume that it's also going to be a cloudier day tomorrow. And then as we work into tomorrow night, the showers will push off to the east, and by Wednesday, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. You'll notice a cooler feel Wednesday, with highs near 40 across the north, in the 40s for the capital region, and in the 50s south. And on Thursday, temperatures will be largely in the 40s, so it'll be a little more typical of a March feel, I would say, by Wednesday and Thursday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, increasing clouds, a chance for some showers late, mild, a low of 40 to 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, breezy and mild, with highs in the 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, increasing clouds, a chance of showers late, mild, a low of 40 to 45. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, breezy and mild, with highs in the 50s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, increasing clouds, mild, lows in the 40s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few scattered afternoon showers, breezy and mild, a high around 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, increasing clouds, mild, a low of 40 to 45, tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, breezy and mild, with highs in the 50s. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs near 40 across the north, in the 40s for the capital region and in the 50s south, and on Thursday, partly sunny, maybe a morning sprinkle or flurry, with highs in the 40s to around 50. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.